Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinya Rositsky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center Hamburg Yunva Dharma Sa of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Chikwang Dapopsenam about Master Hu Am and Kwanze Umbusal. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Chikwang Dapopsenam, 12418, June 9, 2026, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. A long time ago in Korea, there lived a master named Hu Am during the era of the Joseon Dynasty. As the story goes, Hu Am had always wished to meet Kwanze Umbusal, and so he undertook a 100-day retreat. Even as it ended, he could not meet Kwanze Umbusal. He therefore became most anxious and uncomfortable to the extent that his health began to fail. At that time, he considered that he did not have enough faith or that his practice had not been serious enough. He began to think that if he himself was not that good, he might as well leave this world. He then attempted to jump off a cliff. As he fell, a beautiful woman surprisingly caught him by the arm and saved his life, pulling him to safety. She then told him, "To throw away your body just for me is not using the Bodhi mind. You must be careful." Saying that, she disappeared. At that time, Hu Am saw that this woman was actually Kwanze Umbusal. He then became so happy that he thereafter built a temple and installed in it a statue of Kwanze Umbusal. Similarly, by taking care of our precious form, we care for ourselves and others. This is the reason why nothing is more important than our bodies. Of course, when we neglect our bodies, we create problems for ourselves. We know too well that our bodies are impermanent. Nevertheless, if we think of them preciously and take care of them through the various changes they undergo, then we can even eliminate our negative karma and live healthy lives until the end. However, we often let our five roots, which are Sek, Su, Sang, Heng, Shik, control our bodies and minds. So we should be very careful about our bodies. Furthermore, the five skandhas are actually our own bodies, feelings, our own image, our own actions, and our own consciousness. Hence, when we can control them, we can exist most comfortably without getting tainted by ignorance, thus ultimately leading most wise lives. The truth is that these roots have no eye. That is why we practice and polish ourselves. Finally, when we can purify ourselves well, we can find our own self-nature. Thank you very much, Chikwang Dapopsenam. Thank you very much for listening and thank you very much, Chikwang Dapopsenam. I wish you a nice and happy week yours in the Dharma Gakdok.